Hello, everybody. This is Dr. O'Clower. Welcome to Cooking for Health. During this program, we've gone over all sorts of foods, and now we're at the very end. And at the end of the meal is what? It's dessert. Yes. Do I hear an amen? It's wonderful. And the best dessert, this is for me now, the best dessert on planet Earth is chocolate, followed by number two is chocolate, followed by number three is, you guessed it, chocolate. When you have chocolate, I don't want you to have nasty chocolate. I want you to have good chocolate, chocolate that's actually good for you. And so there is a way to prepare your chocolate that gives you a lot of flexibility in what you do with it. It's called ganache. And you know what ganache is? Simple. It's just chocolate thinned so that you can mess with it. You know, if chocolate comes at you in a bar of baking chocolate, bittersweet, semi-sweet, whatever, it's hard to do something with that. But if you chop it up, put it in a pan on the lowest heat, and throw some cream or half and half or milk or whatever you want in there, it'll thin it so that it's smooth. It's pourable. You can dip your strawberries into it. Let me tell you, you want to dip your strawberries into it. You can form it into, you can stick it in the fridge, in the freezer, and then form it into little balls to make truffles with it. You can form it into icing for the top of a cake. That's actually good for you. When you're making your ganache, what I want you to do is to practice with the flavorings. You're going to add, when you have this little bit, we have recipes for you. You have a little bit of milk or cream or half and half and a little bit of chocolate. Then add some Bailey's. Add some coffee liqueur. Add some triple sec. Add something, you know, a Chambord makes it a raspberry. It's wonderful. You can do so much with it, but practice making the ganache. Cool? If you have any questions, come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.